KXIE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Congress is set to return from its August recess, and topping its agenda is the situation in Iraq. Members from both the Senate and the House of Representatives have been traveling to Baghdad and are returning with a lot of questions. Priscilla Huff has more.
The Bush administration will be asked for a full accounting of its plans to rebuild and restore security to Iraq. For months, the influential chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Dick Lugar, has been demanding a budget from the White House, wanting to know how much the Iraq operations will cost. And that's because the U.S. Congress must finish 13 spending bills by the end of September, or the U.S. federal government will have to shut down pending 2004 appropriations. Lawmakers are convinced the Bush administration will first lose credibility with the Iraqi people and then with Americans if the White House does not come up with some answers. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
A congressional delegation recently toured the police station in western Baghdad where a car bomb exploded today, killing an Iraqi police officer. Indiana Congressman Chris Chakola says the police academy is a major success story in Iraq despite today's bombing.
It's certainly a setback, but it's exactly what the terrorists want us to do, is to lose our resolve or our commitment. That's their goal. Their goal is for us to pack up and go home before the job is complete.
Chakola says his trip reinforced his belief that there are more success stories happening in Iraq than the American public generally sees. He says he found morale among troops to be good despite the 120-degree-plus heat. Chakola blames groups of forces from outside Iraq for the continued attacks in the country. The congressional delegation was in Iraq last week, touring reconstruction efforts and visiting troops.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Authorities in Erie, Pennsylvania are trying to find out if a bank robber was actually a hostage. Brian David Wells died last week after robbing a PNC Bank branch in Erie. He was killed by the bomb he wore. Before he died, he told police he had been forced to rob the bank by the man who put the bomb on him. Corporal Zaleski from the Pennsylvania State Police says they're also trying to find out if Wells' co-worker Robert Panetti's death was also related.
Investigators are, though, continuing to explore any link between the two individuals. As far as the investigation goes, the task force members have literally been working around the clock on this case.
Preliminary tests on 43-year-old Panetti indicate he may have taken illegal drugs that may have contributed to his death.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
So, you got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Congressman Bill Janklow didn't enter a plea to the charges filed against him in connection with a fatal traffic accident last month. He's accused of running a stop sign and smashing into a motorcyclist, killing him. Janklow's court appearance today in Flandreau, South Dakota, was very brief, and his lawyers asked to defer his plea in favor of a preliminary hearing. The congressman reportedly faces four charges. Two of them are misdemeanors, failure to stop and speeding. He was reportedly going about 70 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. The other two charges are reckless driving and second-degree manslaughter. Stocks jumped to highs not seen in over a year today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 107 points to close at 95.23. The Nasdaq joined the party, pushing up 31 points to finish the session at 18.41. And the S&P 500 had a strong showing as well, increasing 14 points to end up at 10.22. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready. Take aim and fire. No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't get up in arms about burned out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
This time we'll say goodbye to say goodbye to song we can say.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Our announcer is Robin Bittman. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES. If you'd like to email, MikeDMalloy at earthlink.net. We get a lot of emails from people who say, hey, that story you're talking about, we post every single story, and some that we don't even get to. Every story that we talk about on this program usually winds up on our main page at MikeMalloy.com. Just scroll down a tad, and you will see recent program topics, and you will find a link there. Kathy, our producer, is going to drop into the chat room from time to time while we're on the air. So check it out. Go to MikeMalloy.com. Get registered if you're not. We've reopened registration, right? Okay, you can. We had some house cleaning to do and some restructuring to do at the website, especially in the discussion on the discussion threads and the chat room. So drop by this evening. MikeMalloy.com. Register if you're not registered and go to the chat room. Kathy will be there. When are you going to do that? Periodically. Okay. We have some sound for you tonight of Too Stupid to Eat a Pretzel talking to workers in Ohio on Labor Day about how he's improving the economy. You know, somebody suggests or should suggest to him, if it hasn't already been suggested, that perhaps he could start by keeping manufacturing jobs in the U.S., huh? Speaking of Labor Day, RB in Canada sent this to us over the weekend. There's a little Labor Day quote from Clarence Darrow's summation while he was defending a labor leader, a guy named Big Bill Haywood, on a murder charge back in 1907 as a result of union versus management violence, of which we have a long and bloody history in this country, of course. Anyway, Clarence Darrow, talking to the jury in his summation. Let me tell you, gentlemen. See, this is 1907. Women were not allowed on juries. Let me tell you, gentlemen, if you destroy the labor unions in this country, you destroy liberty when you strike the blow. And you would leave the poor bound and shackled and helpless to do the bidding of the rich. It would take this country back to the time
when there were masters and slaves. I am here to say that in a great cause, these labor organizations, despised and weak and outlawed as they generally are, have stood for the poor. They have stood for the weak. They have stood for every human law that was ever placed upon the statute books. They stood for human life. They stood for the father who was bound down by his task. They stood for the wife threatened to be taken from the home to work by his side. And they have stood for the little child who was also taken to work in their places, that the rich could grow richer still. And they have fought for the right of the little one to give him a little of life, a little comfort while he is young. They are working for the poor and the weak. These union members. They are working to give more liberty to the man. And I want to say to you, gentlemen of the jury, you Idaho farmers removed from the trade unions, removed from the men who work in industrial affairs, I want to say to you that if it had not been for the trade unions of the world, for the trade unions of England, for the trade unions of Europe, for the trade unions of America, you today would be serfs of Europe instead of free men sitting upon a jury to try one of your peers. The cause of these men is right. Yeah, Clarence Darrow, sure, the cause is right. It always has been. Organized labor has been the only thing that has held back the tide of corporatism in this country, neo-fascist corporatism. And it's only through the organizing of workers, now that we have entered, never to get out of, the era of globalization, it's only through organizing of workers that this seemingly unstoppable tide of exploitation of 90% of the world's population, including here at home, and the further making rich of the top 10% can be stopped. Yeah? No? Okay. George W. Bush. By God, he was out there in Ohio, wasn't he? That's a state. Hey, I've got relatives in Ohio. Ohio has lost how many hundreds of thousands of jobs since this moron took power? But he, where'd he go? He went to Richfield, Ohio. He got in front of a group. There were manufacturers and union members, Ohio operating engineers. Now, this was a very carefully selected group. Very carefully selected. Bush is not allowed. Karl Rove will not put him in front of just normal workers. He was there to address members of the International Union of Operating Engineers, which represents about 500,000 construction and maintenance workers in the United States and Canada. Now, these particular folks tend to be more conservative than a public sector or service sector unions. The operating engineers, in fact, the group that he spoke in front of, is among the largest labor donors to Republicans. Right? Now, there's Bush. Ohio has lost almost 200,000 jobs from the time he, 3 months after he took office through last March, and nearly two-thirds of them in manufacturing. So there he is saying he's going to create another government bureaucracy. Now he's lying. He's not going to do it at all. This is just something Karl Rove told him to say. But isn't it amazing how, you know, Department of Homeland Security, and now Bush says he's going to create a high-level government post to nurture the manufacturing sector. That's a sector that is bleeding jobs in states that are crucial to this thug's election in 2004. So, Labor Day is raining. He goes to a factory training center. He's standing there in front of the terminally faithful, some of whom were not very exuberant in their applause when he came to his applause lines. But Bush said he had directed Commerce Secretary Don Evans to establish an assistant position to focus on what Bush calls the needs of manufacturers. Huh? That's what he said. Bush said the nation has lost thousands of jobs in manufacturing. Quote, thousands of jobs in manufacturing. In fact, the losses are 2.7 million. And of those 2.7 million, 2.4 million were in manufacturing. But to Bush, our nation has lost thousands of jobs in manufacturing. No, George, 2.5 million, you putz. But how would he know that, right? How would he know that? Now, Bush didn't name the who the new manufacturing official was going to be. I'm sure it'll be somebody from the National Association of Manufacturers, probably, or the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He gave no timetable, no budget, nothing for offering a nomination to the Senate, nor did he specify what duties the new post would include. Nothing. He just tosses that out there on his during his speech. We're going to have a new department. Yeah, okay. All right, you want to hear a little bit of this? On us hardworking Americans, how we deserve this day off. This day off, those of us lucky enough to be still employed. And he thanks the troops for their sacrifice, too.
The working people of this country deserve a day off, and
yeah,
looks like you're enjoying it.
Well, we're getting soaked.
We're also grateful to some other hardworking Americans who don't have the day off.
Yeah?
The people of the United States military who are winning the war against terror.
Yeah!
Labor Day, when many have the day off. We thank our men and women who wear our uniform.
No, it's their uniform.
We thank them and their families. We thank their sacrifice.
What?
And we want all to know you make our nation proud.
We thank their sacrifice. Hey, I guess what he means is he really appreciates all the dying for Bush and his cronies so they can continue to nail down that oil. Now, he wants everyone to realize their personal dreams, like finding a job. That's kind of a small dream, isn't it? Guess that's what we've been reduced to, feeling like finding any job would fulfill, at least in Bush's coke-addled brain, our personal dreams.
Today I want to talk about our economy. I want people to understand that when somebody wants to work and can't find a job, it says we got a problem in America that we're going to deal with.
Duh.
We want everybody in this country working.
No, you don't.
We want people to be able to realize their personal dreams by finding a job. And the higher their productivity rates, the better it is for American workers.
No, it isn't.
We're a productive nation because of the good, hard-working Americans, and that's what we're here to celebrate today.
Yeah. Now, what you're here to celebrate today is the election totals you got in Ohio in 2000, in the year 2000, and you're hoping, you little weasel, that you can pull it off again. Now, listen, as Bush almost repeats one of his famous malaprops here, listen.
Now, we're making a difference, and the economy is beginning to grow, and that's what I'm interested in. I come with an optimistic message.
Yeah.
I believe there are better days ahead for people who are working and looking for work. We want people working in America. We want people to put food on the table.
Almost got you, you little rat. We want people to put food on their family. Oh, well, he caught himself, right? He stopped himself. We got time for one more here, Kathy? Okay, here he goes off on another bizarre tangent, this time about road constructions and highway bills. Can you figure this out?
We want to be able to deal with congestion so we can get our people moving around.
Huh?
We proposed some increases over the last 6 years. These highway bills come in six-year increments. I proposed $30 billion more spending on highways over the next six and the last six.
Uh-huh.
We not only want to make sure our people can find jobs and work, like the people who are pushing these big equipment around, but we want people driving on better roads.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. We got time for the last one? Huh? Okay. All right. We'll play the last one here coming back. Yeah, we want... We not only want to make sure our people can find jobs and work like the people are pushing these big equipment around. We want people driving on better roads. Oh, my God.
Crawl. Hard times in the land Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a core hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Show. The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Quail.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
I'm interested in solving problems quickly. I want more people working.
Yeah. Bush has presided over the worst or the greatest. The greatest decline in jobs in this country since his apparent hero, Herbert Hoover. I wonder if we're going to reestablish, we being folks who are out of work, Hoovervilles. So I'm going to call them Bushvilles or Bushes or something. Hoovervilles. Anybody remember Hoovervilles? I know you're probably not old enough to remember it. Neither am I. But at least we read about it in history, didn't we? American history? Sure you did. Okay, finally, speaking to manufacturers and union members from the Operating Engineers Union at a training center in Richfield, Ohio, very carefully selected audience, as they always are. Finally, here, Bush's parting words about how compassionate, patriotic Americans like you can keep the USA the greatest nation on earth.
Millions of acts of decency and kindness help define the true worth and the true strength of this great American country. So on Labor Day, a day in which we honor the worker,
yeah,
let us honor those who work to make our society and country a more compassionate place,
yeah,
by helping a neighbor in need.
Oh, sure.
By doing your job as a citizen of the country.
Oh, sure.
By being a patriotic person, which means more than just putting your hand over your heart.
Yeah.
It means serving your country in ways large and small.
Like you have.
All aimed at lifting up this nation. All aimed at keeping us the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Yeah, okay. Great as a praise God and pass the ammunition. Well, as our senior correspondent Chris in Minnesota points out, when Bush said the working men and women of America deserve a day off, this from a moron that just got done taking a 30-day vacation and never puts in an entire day's work when he's supposedly doing his job, never has. Really never has. The executive class in this country now does not work. What the executive class does in this country is figure out ways to steal and come on now, deep breath. Figures out ways to steal, commit fraud, all sorts of things against this country, against workers. For example, this was in the Detroit News. When was this? Was it today? I guess it was today. I think. If you take a look at companies with the most massive layoffs and the worst record of being good corporate citizens, you will find companies who pay their executives the most money. Okay? In other words, those companies that do the least in their communities and in their nation are the ones that pay their executives the best compensation. It makes you wonder why. Chief executives of companies that had the largest layoffs, for example, and the most underfunded pensions, and that moved operations offshore to avoid U.S. taxes, those executives were rewarded with the biggest pay hikes in 2002. Not the executive that stays in the United States, pays corporate taxes, tries to make sure the workers have jobs. No. That's not how it works in Bush's America. That's not how it works in corporate America anymore. Now, as Kathy Kristoff writes in Detroit News, while the median CEO pay increase was 6% in 2002, median pay rocketed 44% for the chiefs of the 50 companies that announced the biggest layoffs in 2001. Right? At the 30 companies with the greatest shortfall in their employees' pension funds in 2002, CEOs that year made 60% more than the CEO median reported in Business Week's annual executive compensation report. And among the 24 companies with the most offshore subsidiaries hiding in tax haven countries, CEOs earned 87% more than the median pay for the last 3 years. Now, does that surprise you?
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs, in other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Shell workers in the Niger Delta are on strike again, bringing the company's oil production there to a sudden halt. The workers say Shell's making plans to bring in expatriates from Europe to run its facilities, eliminating most of the local workforce in the process. Shell calls the complaint an unfounded rumor, but says it does have some restructuring to do at its Nigerian facilities, the details of which have yet to be announced.
Officials in New York State's Nassau County have a novel approach to handling a budget crisis. Stop paying the workers. If county officials follow through on their threats to implement their so-called lag payroll plan later this month, more than 1,000 corrections officers at the Nassau County Jail will see their salaries lag by 10 days' pay over the next 5 months. The missing funds could be collected without interest only when the guards quit their posts. The county says it'll help free up more than $2 million in revenue, but the Police Benevolent Association, which represents the guards, calls the plan illegal and is preparing a lawsuit.
Victory for an inflatable rat used in a protest by mechanics at a Ford dealership in Ohio. The mechanics at Fairfield Ford voted to join the International Association of Machinists last November, but the dealerships refused to recognize the union. So the workers hauled out a 12-foot inflatable rat earlier this year, which they've positioned on the median of the busy highway that runs past the car lot. The city of Fairfield cited the protesters for a zoning violation, claiming the rat was an unpermitted structure in a public right-of-way. The mechanics responded by filing suit in federal court, charging the city with violating their First Amendment rights to symbolic protest. Last week, a judge in Cincinnati issued a temporary restraining order against the city, meaning the rat can stay, and the court's expected to make the order permanent in a few weeks.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dogs?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Truth, justice, and the American way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
27 before the hour.
It's coming through.
So to recap this this other story about how crime does pay. Oh, it pays very, very well if you are a corporate executive. Chief executives of the companies that had the largest layoffs, you know, let the most workers go, the most underfunded pensions, and the ones that moved the most operations offshore to avoid U.S. taxes got the biggest pay hikes last year. Now, I don't know about you, but honest to God, see, just bringing this up, that's, you know, there's Malloy talking about class warfare, right? That's Malloy talking about class warfare. That's what the right-wingers say. That's what Sean or the Pigman or any of these people, well, you're talking about class warfare. It just makes you want to grab one of these fat cats or the politicians or the right-wing talk show hosts and just, I don't know, just give them noogies, you know, just hold their head in a headlock and just rub their head until the scalp starts to bleed. Doesn't it? Huh? I make you want to do that? Get this, 30 firms with a collective pension deficit of $131 billion at the end of 2002. Now, what does that mean? Before I go on, what does that mean? That means retired workers who were counting, who bought into the lie, who work 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, we got a nice pension for you when you're finished here, giving your blood, sweat, and tears to this useless, crappy-ass corporation. But don't worry. After you put in 40 years and you walk out of here and you're 62 years old, you'll have, you know, I don't know, from working here breathing this crap, you'll probably live 3 or 4 years. But we have a nice pension for you. 30 firms with a collective pension deficit of $131 billion at year-end in 2002 paid their chief executives a total of $352 million that year. Gee, let's do the math. Gosh, that works out to over $10 million per executive. God, I hate these people. Have I said that yet? It's 35, 36 minutes past the hour. It's taken me that long to say I hate these people. Well, all right. The authors of this study also pointed at a growing trend of securing executive pension plans over there in special trusts, while the pension plans for rank and file workers are sinking. See, they're not going to be part of it. The executive said, "Oh, what are you crazy? You want us to be in that $131 billion deficit? Oh, hell no, capital hell! We're going to set up one over here." There are a number of important themes, you see, that are emerging in the post-Enron environment where it concerns labor and management, especially management. One of the most important ones is that executives are sheltering their retirement plans from the risks that everyone else is expected to shoulder. Now, just in bringing up the story that was in the Detroit News, see, I'm engaging in class warfare. That's what the right-wingers would say.
Oh, it's class warfare. You know, what are you talking about that for? Hey, well, you got anything else to talk about? You know, there's a meteorite heading for Earth. What about Schwarzenegger? Did you see that picture of Schwarzenegger? A couple of them I like. That one with he's got that girl on his shoulders, and she doesn't have any bra on. I love that one. There's another one I don't care for too much. It's, you know, him standing there with his thing hanging out. I don't know about that, you know. I don't know what's wrong here in America. We've got to have that stuff out there.
Oh, God. Steve is calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
You are.
I was just a quick shout-out to Saucy in North Carolina.
To who? You're fading in and out. A quick shout-out to who?
Sorry. Okay, I've got Saucy in North Carolina. She knows who she is. I hooked her onto your show, and she loves it. Can you hear me?
No. I'll tell you what, Steve, what I'm going to do is put you on hold, and let's let it sit for a second and see if we can get a better connection. We're getting every other word, and it's just not good. Will is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mike. Mike?
Yeah. Hello, Will.
Hey, was enjoying your union advocacy.
Yeah.
And this notion that John Sweeney's putting out about working America.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, given that we got these not crypto fascists, but these actual de facto lineal descendant Nazis running the country now with all their
I maintain they're more Italian. They're more Mussolini stuff. Remember what Mussolini said? Don't call it fascism. Call it corporatism. It's the same thing, but the more correct language usage would be, as it was in Mussolini's Italy, what it is here today: corporatism.
Well, but I go beyond that as a Vietnam-era army vet. I'm satisfied it is fascism.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, given that Bush's grandfather was Hitler's banker, I mean,
these are the fascists.
But you were mentioning the story about the auto mechanics who unionized and then got legal help from the union to support having the rat out on the median in the highway.
No, you get me confused with a different show. That's a story I've never done, Will. But that's all right. Go ahead.
You weren't just talking about that just now?
Getting a rat out on the highway?
The inflated rat when the management of the auto dealership wouldn't let them unionize after they voted on it?
No. Did I just say that now?
Maybe it was the hour before. I'm sorry.
I haven't been on. Yeah, that might have been the program right before mine.
Well,
but
I,
no, I've not. I've not talked about that subject.
What I was going to say was one of the ways John Sweeney could get me to get back into a union.
Yeah.
Is if they convinced me that they weren't actually a separate rung on the same ladder, and went against Bush in the court. Since I've said it, and I emailed you the documents, mm-hmm. we know Bush's father. There's enough evidence to indict him.
Right, right.
For the assassination of John Kennedy, they got 58,000 of us dead in Vietnam.
Yeah. All right. Now, what's that got to do with Sweeney and the AFL-CIO?
Well, the union's got the power now. It's called treason and misprision of treason.
Yeah.
They have the lawyers that went to the schools that know how to shape the documents to actually stir this thing up and bring Bush down through his father. I mean, we could if the union. I gave you the documents. You got them. I mean, that's
well. They must be here somewhere. I'm not sure how treason actually works. I mean, doesn't that take a military court?
No, well, high crimes and misdemeanors. If we show that the former president was in on the Kennedy assassination,
yeah, yeah.
with the FBI documents,
yeah, right,
and
right.
his inability to remember where he was,
right.
75 minutes before he was phoning the FBI with a hot tip,
yes.
after the assassination,
yes,
and he can't remember what he was doing 75 minutes before, doesn't right. know where he was,
yes, yes.
I mean, we know he was in the CIA. If the union lets their lawyers gives them $25,000, like this union. Did in Ohio, wherever it was, to defend these mechanics' right to have this rat out in front of the dealership.
Right. I know what you're talking about. That was on the Workers' Independent News Service right before, during the break, right before you called in, during this last break at the bottom of the hour. That's where the story came from.
All right. Because these CEOs are all in, they all know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know that they are part of a criminal cabal to enslave this country. I mean, the numbers don't lie. They're bringing in the illegal immigrants to break the back of the working class.
Hey, guess where illegal immigrants are also going? Huh? You don't know?
I mean, no, I know they're coming here, gangbusters.
Into the military.
Right, right. That's how they right, exactly.
That's how they get their green cards and their U.S. passport. Hey, listen, let me move on, Will. I've got a lot to cover here tonight.
All right, thanks.
All right, sir, thanks. Appreciate your call. What Will was just talking about, or what I brought up, I had no idea, but many of the troops on duty in Iraq don't even count English as their first language. For most of them, it's Spanish. Now, this comes from a British Member of Parliament, George Galloway, who is very much against U.S. and British involvement in Iraq. He's one of the fiercest critics of that invasion. The British Member of Parliament, George Galloway, is accusing the United States of using its green card troops, what he calls green card troops, as cannon fodder. He went on to attack U.S. policy of putting its poor minorities and non-citizens in the front lines of its foreign wars. Well, yeah, that's one of the untold stories in what this miserable, filthy administration is doing in its quest for power and bases around the world and oil. The statistics here are buried in White House stats or Defense Department stats that you can't see because the Freedom of Information Act has been destroyed, and the Justice Department and the Defense Department and the State Department just simply does not release information. It's none of your damn business. Okay, they are running the country. You shut up, sit down, go watch television or something. But when you find the statistics, if you dig deep enough, if you have connections like this British Member of Parliament does, you find that the numbers reveal a significant minority of troops fighting under the U.S. banner are not, in fact, U.S. citizens, but residents hoping to speed up their citizenship. You know, if they don't get killed. The Pentagon does admit that there are 37,401 non-U.S. citizens on active duty. Think about that, 37,401 who can't even vote. They are non-citizens, and they are killing in the name of the Bush crime family. And they're not even citizens of the United States. Does that make them illegal combatants? Don't they all belong at the in the dog cages in Guantanamo? I don't know. It's very confusing. But the U.S. Defense Department has a special incentive to get these people to go kill or be killed, and that's an American passport, citizenship. You see, citizenship has been especially difficult to get since new rules were imposed by the United States Department of Homeland Security. Following the attacks on this country on September 11, 2001, right? It can take years to gain citizenship for those lucky enough to get it. But signing up for the military can speed up the process, provided the dude comes home alive. If he comes home in a box, well, okay. Hasn't there been one case of a dead foreigner getting post-death U.S. citizenship? I think, boy, that's real important, isn't it? God. There is a group called Latinos Against the War in Iraq. The one of the activists who are a part of that, Carlos Mendez, says that many soldiers have told him that the promises offered to non-U.S. citizens fail to materialize. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. There's a college fund of up to $50,000. They help you find a job after you get out of the service. There's training. Bat squeeze. This is about killing and destroying for George W. Bush and his crime family. That's all it is. The military now, of course, it's all volunteer military, which is not going to last long. You know this as well as I do. With these warmongers, with these preemptive types that are now running this country, this unelected cabal of fascists that now run the United States, a voluntary military? Come on. You know, we're down to 500,000 people in uniform now. 500,000. We've got a third. Little under a third of our entire military force locked down in Iraq and Afghanistan. Volunteer military is soon going to be, something quaint and of the past. But you see, in a country where higher education has become prohibitively expensive, even at state schools now, thanks to the Bush economy, medical care has become privatized. You can't get a job. What the hell are you going to do? The INS is hot on your ass if you're here illegally. So what do? Well, there's always your friendly army recruiter, right? Hey, come here, boy. Come over here, Pancho. Got a job for you, man. Hey, come here. ¿Cómo está, eh? Come here, sit down, boy. Let me talk to you just a second. My name is Sergeant Hardwick. And my job is to bring you wetbacks off the street and put you in the military. Shape you up a little bit, boy. You understand? That's good. Shake your head. Nod your head. That's a good boy. Yes, sir. Tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to help you get your citizenship. I know you're an illegal. I can tell. I can smell it literally from this side of the desk. I'm going to help you get your citizenship, boy. Then you'll have an American passport. You know what you can do with an American passport, boy? You can go any damn where. We're going to put you in the Army. You're going to go out there and fight for freedom. And when you come back, hell, you'll have a skill. What do you want to learn, boy? Now, speak English. You want to learn how to... Oh, you want to learn computers? Oh, hell, we'll teach you how to do computers. We'll teach you how to fire a gun. Actually, it's a rifle. We'll teach you how to blow stuff up. Hell, you can come out and get a job in demolition. And you know what else? No, just call me Sergeant. You know what else? We're also going to make sure that we have a fund where you can go to school. Because when you get out, you're going to want to learn how to speak English. Damn it, boy, you're in America now. You got to learn how to speak English, all right? Now, sign these papers. That's about what it's like, isn't it? God. Well, I guess a shortcut to U.S. citizenship has always been joining the military in this country. What was it in gangs in New York? As soon as these poor bastards from Ireland got off the ships, you know, staggering away from, was the potato famine still on in the early 1860? Whatever it was they were escaping from in Ireland, as soon as they got off the boats, they were shanghaied into the Union Army. Let's see if Steve's got a better connection. Steve, in Asheville, let's try it again.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Much better.
Okay, anyway, what I was trying to say was, first, word out to my friend Saucy. Second is that I was listening to that speech that Too Stupid to Be President was given yesterday.
In Ohio, yeah.
He got to the part of the speech where it's, we want to go ahead and remember all those people who don't have the day off today. And what I was thinking in my mind were all those non-union Walmart employees, all those non-union fast food employees, all those non-union workers that are the basis of this economy.
There you
that
go.
Don't have the day off.
There
That's
you go.
What I thought he was going to say, but no. He turned it into another excuse
to harp on the death, destruction, and dismemberment that he's doing with his foreign wars.
That's absolutely the truth. Do you want to hold on a second?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me put you on hold. We've got a quick break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
I have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
If jobs are the most important part of one of my jobs, how do we encourage people to hire more people?
Good question, stupid. Just got a quick email here from Georgia, North Carolina. 60 Minutes 2 last night had a story on food aid in Ohio. People in that state who are getting food assistance, and those receiving emergency food aid in Ohio is now up to 4 million, which is about a third of the population. Think about that. Jesus, think about that. Back to Steve in Asheville, North Carolina. Thanks for holding on, Steve.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on again. No, I was just commenting before that when Too Stupid to Be President was giving his talk, you know, and I just briefed when he mentioned that we should think about the people who don't have the day off today. Right. And I think it's really pathetic the way the typical American totally has forgotten the very fact of why we have a Labor Day in the first place.
Yeah.
The reason why we have one on this day, this late in September, is because they don't want to celebrate with the rest of the world, namely on May 1st.
That's a communist holiday.
This whole thing brings up that statement. Every time somebody accuses, you know, a progressive or a union organizer or a liberal of being a communist, it reminds me of that old saying, you know, when I fed the poor, they called me a saint. When I asked why there are poor people, they called me a communist. I get so mad. You know, they sit out here. You know, I live in a pretty good neighborhood, and I look at my neighbors, and they're with their families, and that's great, and that's wonderful. But then when you tell them, you know, you got this day off, you have this five-day week, you have that eight-hour day, you have that pension that's currently being raped by the executives, you know, you have, you know, all those things because of unions, because of liberals, because of progressives.
Sure.
And the historical reconstruction that has been going on in their minds is so complete. It's so absolutely a void in their minds that they don't even acknowledge the people that have bled and died so they could have a middle-class lifestyle.
Well, you know, that's why I am probably more so than ever in my life a pessimist right now. I am not at all convinced that that those of us who can still think have enough weight to pull the rest of the country out of what the Bush crime family has gotten us into. So I'm not very optimistic at all. Steve, there's the music. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
you checking in.
You have a nice evening.
You too.
All right, take care. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is my
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, pathetic. Too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And it's
you hate
not
me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why
me?
Why not get something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A car bomb in western Baghdad is blamed for the death of an Iraqi policeman. At least 15 bystanders were said to have been injured in the blast. Baghdad Bulletin journalist Seth Walker saw the aftermath of the blast.
Lots of burned out cars. There was one car bomb. The U.S. sergeant said it was strapped to the engine board of the car. This car bomb set off initially other explosions with the gasoline tanks of the other cars.
Officials believe the bomb may have been targeted for the U.S.-appointed chief of police. Yesterday, an explosive device detonated near a vehicle carrying U.S. soldiers. Two of them died while one other was wounded in the blast. Hundreds of thousands of people poured into the Iraqi city of Najaf for the burial of a top Shiite cleric. Ayatollah Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim was killed along with at least 80 others in last Friday's car bombing at a mosque. Thousands of Shiites flocked to shrines south of Baghdad yesterday, which was the second day of funeral rites for him. Hakim advocated cooperation with the U.S.-led coalition. Najaf's governor says up to 5 suspects linked to Saddam Hussein's government have been arrested in the bombing. A German cabinet has agreed to extend its peacekeeping efforts in Afghanistan past the country's capital, Kabul. Germany has about 2,000 peacekeepers in Afghanistan. A government spokesman said an initial deployment of 230 soldiers is ready to be sent to Kunduz, about 125 miles northwest of Kabul. The deployment requires the support of Germany's lower house of parliament.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of 3 herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Yale University and its striking unions are set to return to the bargaining table tomorrow. The sides will meet at the request of New Haven Mayor John DeStefano, who has been acting as mediator of sorts in an effort to move discussions along. The meeting will take place in DeStefano's office. The unions representing Yale maintenance, food service, secretarial, and research workers walked off the job last Monday seeking improved wages and pensions. They have been joined on the picket lines by dietary workers at the Yale New Haven Hospital and graduate student instructors seeking to unionize. The strikers have been a disruptive sideshow as the new school year got underway at Yale over the last week.
One ringy dingy. Oh, is this the party to whom I am speaking? Ernestine Tomlin here, WebEx Communications visionary. I want to tell you about the new ringy dingy, online meetings from WebEx. With WebEx, you share real-time voice, video, and data all through your browser. It's the world's richest web conferencing experience. Use WebEx and kick your competition in the tush. Visit me today at WebEx.com. I have something to show you.
A couple is back home in Florida after being held captive in their homeland of Cuba for months. Accused of acting as spies for the U.S. government, Maria and Arcel Cardona lived in Miami but were forced to stay on the communist island against their will. Maria's brother was also held captive and is still there. The couple arrived at Miami International Airport today to be welcomed home by a group of tearful relatives. The U.S. government couldn't intervene because neither of the Cardonas are American citizens. The family was stuck in Cuba since their trip in April. Stocks jumped to highs not seen in over a year today as investors found more evidence of a U.S. economic recovery in a report on factory activity. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 107 points to close at 95.23. The Nasdaq was up 31 points to finish the session at 18.41. The S&P 500 increased 14 points to end up at 10.22. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ask Shirley MacLaine, and she may tell you she was Marie Antoinette or even Zeus in another life. Believe that or not, I'll tell you about some real automotive reincarnations when I come back. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. You won't need a seance to see where your old car might have gone. Just drive to your new car dealer, because 12 million vehicles were recycled last year. Thanks to Open Loop Recycling, any scrap of steel liquefied in the process melting furnace can be reformed into any shape. That means fenders of old Crown Vicks or Caprices might reincarnate as hoods of brand new Mercedes. And like the mythological Phoenix, steel conquers its trial by fire and is actually strengthened in the recycling process. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. By the way, this is a short week here on the Malloy program. Of course, we were not here yesterday, will not be here Friday, and all of next week. So the program is tonight, Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll be back on the 15th of September. So if you want to get it said, now's the time to do it. By the way, again, if you want to read the stories we discuss on the program and some that we don't, visit MikeMalloy.com. Anytime during the program, after the program, usually if you want all the stories we talked about, you have to wait till the program's over. And by then you're asleep, and so check it out tomorrow. Also, Kathy, our producer, is visiting the chat room from time to time, so I'll check it out. That's while we're on the air, of course. Registration at MikeMalloy.com is open again after some house cleaning and reconfiguration of the site, the chat room, and the discussion threads. So if you have not registered, go to MikeMalloy.com and follow the prompts and get registered and participate. It's a lot of fun. Two emails during the break I want to share them with you from Krista in Ohio. She copied something from a poster on her refrigerator, which was distributed by the Kucinich campaign. During his campaign for Congress, not for the presidency. Dennis Kucinich doesn't come by his philosophies just because he's running for president. He's pretty much demonstrated his consistency during his entire political career, going all the way back to his time as mayor of Cleveland. But he puts out here the rights of working people. People have the right to a job. They have a right to a safe workplace. They have a right to decent wages and benefits. They have a right to organize and be represented. They have a right to grieve about working conditions. They have a right to strike. Working people have a right to fair compensation for injuries on the job. They have a right to sue if injured by negligent employers. Working people have a right to security of pension and retirement benefits. Working people have a right to participate freely in the political process. And then Krista adds, I hope all your listeners ask whether the Democratic candidates they support endorse this Bill of Rights for working people. I might add to what Krista wrote here, every single one of those rights of the working people as laid out by Dennis Kucinich years ago, every single one of those conditions or preconditions or qualifications is fought tooth and nail by the Bush crime family. They don't believe people have a right to a safe workplace. Oh, stop. Do you understand what they're doing now? They're ordering I don't know if it's the workman's compensation office or whatever it is, but executive order is going out that workplaces now do not have to report worker injuries. You see, if you don't want the pesky press finding out that company B has a death rate on the shop floor way above the normal death rate on shop floors, well, here's a way to do it. Just no longer require those statistics to be published. Bush crime family does not believe that people, workers, have a right to decent wages and benefits. What, are you crazy? Anybody on the right will tell you benefits. What benefits? You want health insurance? Get your ass to work and save your money. You want a vacation? Well, don't work in a factory. Go, you know, you get your week off anyway. A right to organize and be represented. Oh, please, please. As they set up these new bureaucracies, as Bush takes over the federal government workforce, the right to unionize and organize is being destroyed. They don't believe that. A right to grieve about working conditions? Oh, shut up. You're lucky you have a job. That's the Bush crime family's attitude. Right to strike? Striking is un-American. As a matter of fact, going out on strike in certain industries now is an act of, if not treason, what is it, Kathy? It's a chargeable act under the USA Patriot Act. Yeah. A right to fair compensation for injuries on the job? Oh, again, shut up and sit down. The right to sue if injured by negligent employers. Oh, well, see, that's what tort reform is all about. Why should you have a right to sue? What, are you crazy? A right to security of pension and retirement benefits? Get out of here. What are you talking about? Pension benefits? Go invest your money in the stock market. That's what you ought to do. Jeez, what? You only make $22,000 a year, you have two kids? Well, you shouldn't have two kids. A right to participate freely in the political process? I'm not even going to comment on that. But you notice how far removed from any of these ideas the Bush crime family truly, truly is. Yes, of course you do. Second email from Ray. Hi, Mike. I listen to your show every night. I talked to you a couple of times. I wanted to tell you a story of how some people come to vote the way they do and then have an abrupt change of heart. I always voted for Republicans. Because that's what my father always did. So that's what I did. I'm a Vietnam-era vet draftee who miraculously never was sent to Nam. I was in Army Intelligence, a courier, stationed in Baltimore from 68 to 70, saw all the riots, demonstrations, even went to the Woodstock Rock concert in New York. Anyway, I got out, got married, and if I voted at all, I voted Republican for the above reason. In 1981, I moved to Oregon. Ronald Reagan was kicking the guts out of the economy, just as Bush is now. I had a part-time job, my wife had a part-time job, and I worked for my landlord for some of the rent. No health insurance, no welfare. Oregon, prior to then, had been the easiest place to get welfare, so they changed the laws to make it the hardest. I remember a company, National Frozen Foods, had 50 or 60 job openings back then. Over 1,000 people camped out for a week to apply for those jobs. I began then putting together the pieces. My dad had been full of blank for years, cursing FDR while cashing his Social Security check. My family and I lived through the Reagan years in Oregon with help from food banks and church handouts. Eventually, we came back to Washington, and things normalized for a while. I had a temp job at GTE when Bill Clinton was running for president. The people I worked with had worked there since high school, never had a layoff, never had seen a hungry day, and they were all despicable Republicans. I got so fed up with their blank, I stood up in the lunchroom one day and reminded them of the history of the world, how you can only kick the poor people so long before they stand up and take over. But you know, I don't think that's true anymore. I'm afraid the poor in this country today are going to lie down and take it. I hope not, but it doesn't look promising. How can Bush still be in office after the lies, the economy, the election, the recall, the redistricting, Diebold voting machines? Is it that there are too many people like my dad that just refuse to see the big picture? Ray, Concrete, Washington. Yeah. That's why I was calling our, telling our caller from Asheville, Ray. I'm not optimistic. Remember, as long as you don't stick your head up above the line, as long as you don't ask for workers' rights, as long as you just go to work, shut up, you know, you can live in a fascist society. There are no restrictions like there is in a communist society. There are no death camps like in the Nazi brand of fascism. You just have to appreciate the fascism that was established by Mussolini and by Hitler. As long as you weren't Jewish, as long as you weren't one of the mud races, if you were Aryan, it was okay. You know, it was okay. You could make a living. You could get by. If you happen to be a Jew, well, you would get dead very quick. If you were gay, if you were even some of the Catholics, you know, gypsies, people like that, or Roma, death to you. But American fascism, American corporatism is on the Italian model so far. If you remember, the Italians under Mussolini had a couple of adventures invading countries. Ethiopia immediately springs to mind, wherein they eventually had their asses handed to them and had to retreat. I sometimes think that perhaps what we ought to do is just understand that living under corporatism, American fascism, thanks to George Bush and Dick Cheney and the rest of these thugs, is something that we may all have to adjust to. Or not. Now, it may all be moot. CNN is reporting this, as is the Guardian of the UK. A giant asteroid is kind of wobbling this way. Did you hear about this today? Yeah, you probably did. It could hit Earth in 2014. Now, those of you who always are laughing at me because I talk about Planet X, okay, back at you. Now, the chances of a catastrophic collision, it says here, are 1 in 909,000. All right? The asteroid, just been discovered. It was first observed in New Mexico by the Lincoln Near Earth Asteroid Research Program. It will be closely monitored over the next 2 months. Its potential strike date is March 21st, 2014. Astronomers say that any risk of impact is likely to decrease as further data is gathered or are gathered. However, on impact, according to this, it could have the effect of not 10 Hiroshima atomic bombs, or 1,000, or 1,000,000, or 10 million, or 15 million. But on impact, it could have the effect of 20 million Hiroshima atomic bombs. That's according to a spokesman for the British government's Near-Earth Object Information Center. They told this to BBC Radio, and CNN reports it. The center in England issued the warning about the asteroid after the giant rock, was first observed in New Mexico. Dr. Alan Fitzsimmons, one of the expert team advising the center, said the near-Earth object will be observable from Earth for the next 2 months, I guess, with telescopes, and astronomers will continue to track it over this period. Now, all of this is one big, fat lie. What is being reported by CNN? It has to be a lie. What's being reported by CNN and The Guardian Unlimited? It has to be a lie. And I'll tell you why. There's the music. I have to wait to tell you why. Well, at least 78% of Americans believe it's a lie, because that's the amount who reject the the theories in the science of people like Darwin and Huxley and people who laid out very carefully the science of natural selection and evolution. I'll tell you why in just a minute. Stay with us.
For what he never knew, now man's reign is through. But through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Hey Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back to school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Congratulations. The recession is over. In fact, it ended almost 2 years ago, according to an official committee composed of 7 academic economists and known as the Bureau of Statistical Silliness. Only kidding. It's actually called the National Bureau of Economic Research. And this bunch is not kidding with its recent assertion that the recession ended in November of 2001. What? You say you're out of work and can't even get an interview, much less a new job? You say your 401k is now only a K and that personal bankruptcies are rampant? You say that nearly 2 million jobs have been lost since November 01, that corporations are still dumping 200,000 workers a month, and that long-term unemployment is the highest in decades? You say that corporations are now sending our high-tech jobs out of the country? You say these 7 economists should have to wear polka-dotted clown suits and sport Pinocchio noses when they talk such nonsense? Now, now, it's not the fault of these 7 sillies. In dating business cycles, they're legally restricted to a technical, academically narrow definition of recession that bears no relationship to what you might call reality. After all, in the ivory tower or on the heights of Wall Street, terms like jobless recovery can be tossed around cavalierly, for it's not them or people they know who are jobless. So such things are merely statistical curiosities rather than economic nightmares. Indeed, a top economist at the Bank of America said that the Bureau's official declaration of the recession's end is useful because it, quote, should help confidence on the part of businesses, investors, and consumers. Yoo-hoo, economists! Down here at the ground level, economic confidence usually involves having reliable income, which, excuse my economic jargon, means a steady job at good pay. This is Jim Hightower saying, I think that only laid-off economists should be allowed to serve on this National Bureau of Economic Research.
I sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
24 past the hour. So this giant asteroid that could hit Earth in 2014 that CNN is reporting and the Reuters News Agency is reporting and the Guardian of London is reporting and the NEO, the Near Earth Object Information Center, BBC Radio's, everybody's reporting it. This was just discovered out in an observation point in New Mexico. And so a couple of weeks ago, right? It could have, if it hits, it'll have the effect of 20 million Hiroshima atomic bombs. Ooh, that's a lot. Now, one of the reasons all of this is, well, let me just give you a little bit more. It's an asteroid about two-thirds of a mile wide. Two-thirds of a mile wide. It's classified by astronomers as, quote, an event meriting careful monitoring. It's one-tenth the size of the meteor thought to have wiped out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. It is known as 2003 QQ47, has a mass of around 2,600 metric tons, and is traveling at a speed of about 20 miles a second. Dr. Fitzsimmons, the Brit who heads up the British government's Near-Earth Object Information Center, said there's no cause for concern. He said the asteroid had been observed for less than a week. He said there is some uncertainty about where it is going. In all probability, within the next month, we will know its future orbit with an accuracy which will mean we will be able to rule out any impact with Earth. I would say there's no cause for concern at all. Now, a little more info here. The giant rock was first observed on August 24th by the Lincoln Near-Earth Asteroid Research Program based in Socorro, New Mexico. The asteroid has been given risk classification, known as a Torino hazard rating, of 1 on a 10-point scale. Now, bookmakers say that they are happy to take bets at odds of 909,001 that the asteroid will hit Earth on March 21st, 2014, and wipe out life on the planet, on the principle that if the asteroid does wipe out life on Earth, they probably won't have to worry about paying out to winning customers. Now, here's why all of this is a lie. Here's why all of this, everything I just shared with you, is a lie, according to at least 75% of the American public. It couldn't be true, because this asteroid, is allegedly a chunk of rock left over from the formation of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago. Now, as we, not you and I, but as the vast majority of Americans know, the universe was not formed 4.5, or the solar system was not formed 4.5 billion years ago. That's nonsense. The Bible says God created the heavens and the earth within what, 6,000-7,000 years ago? So this bat squeeze about 4.5 billion years ago, it is just secular nonsense. It means nothing. Do you understand? Do you understand? Now, also, this lie in the story that the meteor that was thought to wipe out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, well, this new one is only one-tenth the size. That's a lie, too, because 65 million years ago, there was nothing. There was no nothing. It was a void. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was without form and void. So 65 million years ago, and that this thing was formed when the solar system was formed 4.5 billion years ago, another lie. We should all understand this. This is what science does. It lies to you. None of this can be true. At least 75% of Americans would tell you that. Now, go pray during this break. I bet they have a lot of questions, maybe some suggestions, and I bet they're gonna ask me about man's insanity. You got a real nice planet here, but you better watch your atmosphere, and you better clean your waters up, or have none for your cup.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. and Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
The genetic qualities of some farm crops might cause serious problems for their wild relatives. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Pollen from domesticated plants like corn and rice can spread to the wild relatives of those plants if they're growing nearby. Some ecologists say this movement of pollen has a very real potential to affect entire populations of the wild relatives. They say it could eliminate genetic qualities that make the wild plants unique, and it might even eliminate the plants themselves. Ralph Haygood is an evolutionary ecologist at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He worked on mathematical models of how pollen moves between populations of plants. The models show that in some situations, domestic plants could permanently alter wild populations within a few decades. Haygood says that deserves more attention.
One of the major arguments for preserving biodiversity, in my judgment, is simply that we're losing lots of things we don't even understand. We don't know how valuable they might be from any of a number of perspectives.
One way farm plants can affect their wild relatives is by assimilation. That's when genes from crop plants replace genes in the wild ones and slowly turn them into hybrids. Another way is demographic swamping. That's when wild plants take on qualities of domestic ones and lose their fertility in the process. Over time, the wild plants simply disappear. Haygood says there's a good reason why this needs close consideration.
Although these processes have been going on for thousands of years, the scale of them today is unprecedented because the size of the human population and the amount of land being devoted to agriculture is unprecedented.
Haygood's research is being published by the Royal Society of London. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, John is calling from Long Beach. Hey, John.
Hi, Mike. You know, let me preface what I'm going to say first, but going back to H.L. Meek and Clarence Darrow, water cronkite, if people like that, these people could not get a job today.
Uh-huh. That's, yeah, okay.
Right?
Yes.
And so the people that who could see reality as it really is have been shut aside. There's been a pattern for a long time that has slowly evolved, and I'll try to be as articulate as this as I can. I was a Catholic for a period of time, and when I was a Catholic, I was told, you do not question anything.
Right.
You accept what the priest, what the nuns, what the Bible tells you.
Right.
And that happens with the other religions. Then you get out of that and you get a job. You're told that you do not question the boss. You do not question the company. You do what they tell you and shut up.
Right.
And this goes on down the line. If you come from a certain kind of home, you were told that you don't question your father. You do what your father tells you and shut up. And see, by building up this type of thing has gotten us to where we are now. That's where there's a lot of people out there who don't have a window. Well, you know the old saying.
Right.
Yet they side with the Bushes.
Yeah,
because they know no better.
And I've never been able to figure that out. I mean, okay, I understand what you're saying, John, but at what point does a person, should a person take responsibility for finding out what the truth is? I mean, how long do we say, well, you know, this person can't make a decision for himself or herself because, well, the nuns got to him and dad got to him you know, all these people got to him. At what point do we say, all right, it's time for this person to take some personal responsibility and stop blaming the nuns or the principal or the boss or dad?
You know, I understand that. But, you know, I tell you, I've had all kinds of jobs throughout my life.
Right.
And I've talked to people at different levels. And I'm not saying everybody's that way. But you'd be surprised if the people will say to me, well, I really don't want to discuss that. I really don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
And I'm not anywhere from a machine operator to a low-level manager.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people with college education, some not. I've had people, some, I have even run into people with college educations who are liberal and even atheists, but don't want to discuss anything about the universe.
Yeah. Well,
I guess it's a certain mindset that they can't get beyond. I don't have much of an education, but I'm willing to discuss anything on that I'm capable of discussing.
Sure.
And I may be right, I may be wrong, but and there are other people out there that feel the same way. But like you, with your station here, your station, and maybe a couple others, is the only stations that where we can voice our opinions. And I don't know how long that's going to last.
I got on guys
on earlier today, and I said, you know, if I had my druthers is what the dream team for the political party would be, for vice president I'd pick Kucinich, and for president I'd pick Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And they both said, yeah, we would, too. The guy from the Green Party was there.
Right, right. You're talking about Tom Hartman's program.
Tom Hartman, excuse me. You know, I got old-timers disease. What can I tell you?
I hear that.
And they both said, yeah. I said, David, why don't you guys go after Bernie?
Yeah.
And he kind of really gave me some flimsy excuses.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I get so frustrated because I used to be such... I think this was such a wonderful country. Now, I don't mean the people and everything. But you know what? All the history that I've seen as an individual and all the history I know as in the schools, it's never been the country we thought it was. And we really now, I don't know, we're on our way down the toilet, I think.
I hear you.
I wish I could say, like somebody said about Vietnam, well, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of the tunnel,
yeah.
Somebody said, "Yeah, it's a freight train."
Right, coming our way. I hear you, John. I hear your frustration. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sir. You know what John's talking about. I was thinking over the weekend. You know, 3-day weekends are dangerous for me because usually on 2-day weekends I don't come out of the smoke long enough, the ether of doing this program long enough to get my bearings. As long as I'm only off on Saturday and Sundays, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I remain crazy, just totally wired and crazy and stressed out beyond belief, except I have to say my blood pressure is way down now. But you give me a 3-day weekend and something strange starts to happen on the third day when I should be back at work and I'm not because it's a 3-day weekend. I start to think about this program. And I start to question, you know, I think about death, I think about mortality, I should say. I think about how most of what, you know, we get our panties in a wad about is really so far beyond any influence that we might have. I had a little email exchange with somebody here, I think, on the third day of this three-day weekend about, I think the point was, there have been peaceful, there have been men of peace, and women of peace, too, who have affected political change, radical political change. That's what the person wrote to me. And I wrote back to her and said, no, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. If you look at the three that are normally looked at, Christ, Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr., all of them were murdered. And if you look at Christianity since the time of Christ, it's not been a peaceful religion. It's been a violent, vicious, hate-filled, bloody, murderous religion. If you look at India since its independence from England, thanks to Gandhi, it has been a violent, destructive, mass-killing, hate-filled continent of a billion people. And if you look at black folks, blacks in America, as a result of Martin Luther King, what you see is, no, black people are no longer denied the front of the bus. We just take, what's the figure, 30, 40, 50% of black men in this country and lock them up. We put them in the criminal justice system. So the point in this email exchange back and forth between the person who wrote to me and me was this idea that I have never seen a person of peace. Not seen, but I'm not aware of a person of peace who affected radical change. If we include in the equation that person living out his or her life peacefully. Now, somebody's going to say Mother Teresa, whatever. But from having that quick back and forth on the internet, it kind of blended into what I think about dangerously when I have a three-day weekend. What's the point of this program? And I'm not looking for emails here, okay? Don't. Please, as a matter of fact, please don't. Or phone calls about this. It's just ruminating, just thinking out loud, more or less. The point of this program is to discuss these issues with the slight hope of maybe something will happen, that enough of us will gather around this campfire in the evenings and maybe somebody will get motivated and something will happen and yada, yada, yada. But I'm beginning to believe that that's nonsense. It's an exercise in egomaniacal self-stroking or something. It's really, I'm not sure what this program is any longer. I mean, let me restate that. I know what it is. You know, it's a shriek into the night, but it's totally ineffective. Anybody who listens to this program is already convinced of the morality of not doing in this society what the Bush crime family, for example, wants us all to do. This is truly preaching to the converted. There's not enough time on this program. There's not enough cyberspace for all the links. You know, so it occurs to me on that third day of these three-day weekends, which are very dangerous to me, for me, why don't we change the format of this program?
Oh, here we go.
Why? My producer just says, oh, here we go. No, I'm serious. If there is no way to affect change. Now, I know I can just see certain people right away grabbing the keyboard going, what the hell is he talking about? Dennis Kucinich, Howard Dean. No, look, come on. Really? Let's get real. And don't send me an email about this. Please don't. Okay? Just don't. But you stop and think about it. The amount of time you spend with this program, what is it, 20 minutes, half an hour, an hour? If you got a lot of grit and gumption, you may stick around for a little bit longer than that. Or if you're masochistic, you may stick around a little longer than that. But what's the point? The point is to, you're not being educated. You know this stuff. I don't think a lot of this is entertainment, because entertainment, by any definition, you know, I think, leaves you with an elevated feeling, doesn't it? Huh? Unless you're watching The Lions Eat the Christians or something. Oh, I guess that did too. You know, I know that certainly would make me feel elevated. That's for sure. But if it's not entertainment and it's not a political education, what is it? And what? Don't answer. Why not change the format? Why not do more of a, I hate this term, but I can't think of a better one, more of a lifestyle thing, like the asteroid that may slam into the planet. Seriously. and maybe occasionally talk about labor issues or issues. You having trouble finding a mortgage? Hey, that sort of thing. Don't answer. This is not seriously. Don't send me an email on this. All right, and don't call in about it. It's what now. When you take a week off, I don't know about you, but if I have a week off and it's bracketed by two-day weekends, which turns out to be 9 days off, right? 5 work days and two weekends on each end. That's 9 days. When you take 9 days off, or when I take 9 days off, I can usually swing back. It's the 3-day weekend that's the killer. 2-day weekend, I never lose the tension and the rage. 3-day weekend, I start to question everything. If I'm gone for 9 days, which is what's coming up, I have the rage for the first 2 or 3 days, and then it dissipates, and then I think, what's the point? And then I think, well, let's change the program. And then eventually, when the vacation's over, I'm thinking, God, I can't wait to get back so we can attack the Bush crime family again. Do you see how that works? Does that work for you? Don't answer. You don't have to answer. I'm just wondering if that's the way it worked for you, too. It just gets to a point, does it not, where you think, geez, what? this is so silly. It is silly to sit here and talk about the thousands upon thousands of wounded Americans who are coming back from Iraq that nobody's talking about. Why should we talk about it? What the hell are we going to do about it? Huh? Thousands upon thousands of Americans who have had arms, legs blown off, have been blinded, who have been wounded, shrapnel, landmines, rifle shots, RPGs, why talk about it? It's as though, I don't know, isn't it like ancient people sitting around talking about saber-toothed tigers and things that go bump in the night, and by talking about it, you make them go away, right? Well, we can't do that anymore. We understand that. We can't do it anymore. So I don't know. I just, these are the thoughts that pop into my punkin' head when I have a 3-day weekend. And maybe the same thing happens to you. Maybe I've just got way too much time on my hands when I have a 3-day weekend. All right. Now, seriously, it's just something to think about. Not to talk about. Not to talk about. All right? Promise me? Thank you. Mike is calling from New Jersey. Mike, welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening, Mike.
Hey.
I used to have the same, I guess, some of the same thoughts.
Yeah?
Before I started listening to Werby first and then you, I thought I was by myself, because I live in New Jersey. And this is like, it's conservative. It's conservative country. Most of the radio, all of the radio stations, not even most,
right,
have conservative talk show hosts. The liberal talk show hosts that were on some of the stations, they got rid of.
Oh,
so
sure.
It's basically
sure,
all conservative. So, at one point in time, I said, why don't I just go along?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I just go get me a cap, a Taiwan American flag, and just shut up and just go along.
Right.
Just go along because I'm by myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I started listening to you guys and then you, and it was like, wait a minute, I'm not alone. I really got rid of that thought anyway after I had said it, but I said, I started listening to you, and the fact is what you do offer is that you arm people with information. Because the one thing that I found that I can't say conservatives, but people that don't know, sometimes they say, what are the facts?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know this? Where do I go to find it? Because they'll ask you, where's your reference at?
Right.
And by listening to your show, you can say, well, this is where you go.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you go. And I know tonight you wanted to deal with the asteroid, and it's coming, and maybe it's for the best to put us out of our misery,
right,
because sometimes I do consider this to be hell.
Yeah, right.
But I got something else, and that's that the EPA ban has been lifted on selling PCB sites.
Now, I haven't heard about that.
The Bush administration has lifted a 25-year ban,
right,
on selling the over 1,500 EPA sites, and 500 of those sites are contaminated with cancer-causing PCBs, and...
Now, what do you mean lifted the ban on selling them? They can be commercially developed now?
Yes, they can.
Uh-huh.
Anything.
Ah.
You can do anything with them.
Maybe put a school there.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. And the problem that even the EPA, the people in the EPA have problems because when they sell the sites, they're not going to track them and see what they do with the sites.
Right.
That's the problem. And
this. We need to change it from EPA to EDA. This is the Environmental Destruction Administration. But anyway, yeah. Go ahead. You saw this where?
It was on. I just happened to see it on the news on Yahoo.
Yeah.
I was just going through and I saw it said something about EPA lifting the ban and I you know PCBs and PCBs is like a you know keyword and I just looked at it and I started reading it and I was in shock, I was in horror. How could they do? How could you do that? Because they're not gonna track or they're not gonna have any kind of regulation on what these sites are being used for.
Hey, maybe a daycare center.
That can happen.
Yeah, or an old folks' home, or a hospital. Mike, let me put you on hold. I'll come back. We got to take a quick break here, and we'll finish up when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
We are a rock revolving around a golden sun. We are a billion children rolled into one. So when I hear about the hole in the sky, salt water wells in my eyes. We climb the highest mountain, we'll make the desert bloom.
Mom? Dad?
Someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day. Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Tom Hartman Show.
Bill in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, posting on our message board.
The doorbell rang and I answered the door. Just as I finished posting how fed up I am with Bush, what a surprise. The guy standing in front of my door was very Republican look about him. His first words to me were, "Hi, I am your Republican precinct captain." Boy, has this guy got the wrong address, I said to myself. But not before I made it known to him that I consider Bush a menace to America. He started squirming and glancing around the front of my house. Our junkie responds. He says, "I remember when the only people we had to worry about meeting on our doorsteps were Jehovah's Witness crusaders. Now we have right-wingers. That's really scary." How to scare off door-to-door Republican visitors. And Klaus adds, "Well, answering the door naked can have the desired effect."
For Christ's sake, will you cover yourself?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is Dave.
Hey there.
Dave has a problem.
Maybe you have the problem understanding that we can be under attack at any time.
Dave suffers from TMRWM, otherwise known as too much or right wing amidiitis, or something like that.
The alarm's at orange now. What does that mean? Where's my chart?
But Dave's not alone.
Another Saddam tape. He's still alive.
There are millions of Americans all over the United States suffering from TMRWM.
Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction there. Somewhere. They'll find them.
Symptoms of TMRWM include insomnia, irritability, suspecting more than three people a day of being a terrorist.
That guy right there looks like one. So does this kid. You're not fooling me, buddy.
And much, much more. But there is a cure.
There is?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio weekdays on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. Get more information at ieamericaradio.com. Let's save our country one American at a time.
Thank you, IE America.
Let go of me, Dave.
Sorry.
Talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Oh, got an email here from Reverend Dave, Reverend Debu. Oh, yeah, one of our regular correspondents. With an update here on the end of the world. We may not be able to get to it until after the break, but stick around. Reverend Debu, thanks. This is we'll share it with you coming back. Back to Mike in New Jersey. Thanks for holding on, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Mike, that's what I was talking about. It's the information that that you arm people with, like that information.
Mm-hmm.
Just one more thing about the PCBs. You know, if people don't know, the PCBs affect immune system, reproductive system, neuron, nervous system, integrin
right.
system.
Right.
You know, it just does so much damage, as well as the you know the other things that Bush has deregulated or has lifted bans on also.
Not to mention birth defects.
Yes, the
right.
birth defects too.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're in hell, and, you know, I'm not a Christian myself, and I'm considered a heathen.
We're
but,
good for you.
Yes, but thank you. But there are more people listening than you probably realize, and thank you for being on the air.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you
thank
checking
you.
In. Thanks for participating. Hey, it's a big thank you night, right? We got time? Okay, Reverend Debu sent this in. It's the latest here. After sounding the alarm about a kilometer-wide asteroid, astronomers said today that further data eliminated the possibility of a catastrophic collision in 2014. This week's alert followed the up-and-down course that is typical for observations of near-Earth objects. Yeah, didn't they just say on Monday this thing's going to happen? It's reported on the news this morning by evening. Anyway, the NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory estimated as of early Tuesday that there was a tiny chance, 1 in 909,000, that this rock would smash into Earth on March 21st, 2014. However, observations gathered since that point allowed astronomers to plot the asteroid's orbital course more precisely. By Tuesday evening, that's like now, the risk for 2014 was eliminated. Jet Propulsion Laboratory said there was still a 1 in 2.2 million chance that an impact could occur sometime in the next century with this particular rock, but that is far below what they call the background risk of a catastrophic collision in any given year. Well, that's certainly good news, isn't it, Kathy? I wish they would stop jerking us around like this, but I guess that's the way it goes in this sort of astronomical science. Thanks, Reverend Debu. I appreciate it. Would hate to think that people would leave the program or go to bed tonight horribly depressed about this thing coming in 2014, right? All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Shishia.
is thank you in Mandarin Chinese. Is it really? Mm-hmm. Fantila is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Fantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The two missing people that were swept from their vehicle by a 7-foot wall of water while driving on the Kansas Turnpike have been found. Emporia Fire Department Captain Tim Webb says they've been searching for the two since the incident occurred on Saturday.
We finally were able to locate the two victims. They were located in a small detention lake, approximately a mile and a half from the roadway.
Melissa Rogers of Liberty, Missouri, was in a minivan with her husband Robert and four children when the powerful surge of water pushed them from the roadway. The father was the only one in the van to survive the tragedy. The other person that was found in the detention lake was a 31-year-old man from Fort Worth, Texas. Six other vehicles were also caught up in the rapid waters. Webb says the surge of water was strong enough to move the cement highway barriers that weigh about 10,000 pounds each. More than 30 countries outside the U.S. are participating in reconstruction and stabilization of Iraq. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says there have been substantial humanitarian contributions and 31 countries now have military forces on the ground in Iraq.
The military side, the security side, now it's gone up to 31 countries are already there on the ground with military forces. So there are substantial contributions already that have been made by the international community to reconstruction and stability in Iraq.
Boucher says the Bush administration is preparing for a donors conference to be held this November in Madrid, Spain. A judge in Modesto has decided to delay the preliminary hearing for Scott Peterson until October 20th. Peterson's attorneys asked that the scheduled September 9th hearing be delayed because they needed more time to review evidence in the case and because of a scheduling conflict. Peterson is accused of killing his wife Lacey and their unborn son. Meanwhile, Peterson's family is angry at Lacey's family for not inviting them to a private funeral service for Lacey and their son last Friday.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
There's still no ruling on today's hearing for a man convicted of selling intelligence secrets to Israel. Attorneys for former civilian Navy intelligence analyst Jonathan Pollard have asked a federal judge in Washington, D.C. to lessen his life sentence. In today's hour-and-a-half proceeding, Pollard's attorneys argued their client's punishment does not fit the crime, mainly because he is serving the harshest sentence ever handed down to a person convicted of spying for a U.S. ally.
Whether you've got bald tires, a flat tire, old tires, or are just tired of looking at white walls, there's no better time to pick up a new set of Goodyear tires than during National Automotive Month at Sears Auto Center. Because Goodyear tires are all on sale. And get a free DieHard Weather Handler battery worth $59.99 when you buy four Goodyear tires. Just bring in your old battery, and we'll exchange it free.
but only during National Automotive Month and only at Sears Auto Center. Sears, good life, great price. Sale and free battery offer end 8/23. Find us online at Sears.com or America Online, keyword Sears.
Washington State Police are looking into whether a van carrying a group of church members involved in a deadly crash may have been overloaded. The van had 15 people aboard and was making its way back to Seattle from a trip to Vancouver, British Columbia last night when it rolled on the freeway. A 77-year-old woman died. Two other women were severely injured. All but one person aboard the van suffered injuries in the crash and had to be taken to the hospital. They were all members of the Seattle Chinese Baptist Church. Stocks jumped to highs not seen in over a year today as investors found more evidence of a U.S. economic recovery in a report on factory activity. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 107 points to close at 95.23. The NASDAQ was up 31 points to finish the session at 18.41. The S&P 500 increased 14 points to end up at 10.22. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready! Take aim and fire! No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't get up in arms about burned out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet. Bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Christine, from downtown New York City. I think Christine is our downtown New York City bureau chief. I think. I'm not sure. Christine, are you? Send me an email if you are. I can't keep track of all this. That's why we have a producer. Mike, let's talk about wounded from Iraq, since the press has almost completely decided not to discuss it. The Washington Post today had a front-page story titled, Number of Wounded in Action on the Rise. Two quotes. Since the war began, more than 6,000 service members have been flown back to the United States. The number includes the 1,124 wounded in action, 301 who received non-hostile injuries in vehicle accidents and other mishaps, and thousands who became physically or mentally ill, end quote. Thousands who are physically or mentally ill? Thousands? And then there's this quote Christine sent me from the Post. Major General Kevin C. Kiley said rocket-propelled grenades and mines can wound multiple troops at a time and cause, quote, the kind of amputating damage that you don't necessarily see with a bullet wound to the arm or leg, end quote. The result has been large numbers of troops coming back to Walter Reed and National Naval Medical with serious blast wounds and arms and legs that have been amputated, either in Iraq or at Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany. Jim Meyer, a double amputee from the Vietnam War who works at the VA, said, quote, a few of us started volunteering at Walter Reed as amputees in 1991, and this is the most we've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this, end quote. And then Christine writes, is it that this country has no idea this is happening, or is it that we just don't want to know? Who will dare tell the young boy home from Iraq that his leg left behind in the desert is the price he paid for our freedom? Christine, downtown New York City. Christine, I've been hearing little rumblings. You and a couple other people have started to send a few things here, and I see it on BuzzFlash and a couple other boards around where this idea of American wounded is starting to cause some discussion, not within the mainstream press, no. They're not allowed to talk about that sort of thing. Karl Rove will not allow the television networks or the cable networks or, in some instances, the newspapers, although the Washington Post seems to have broken ranks here. But television, and certainly the cowards, the filthy, disgusting, chicken hawk cowards who run talk radio, they're not going to talk about it. They wouldn't dare. Somebody like O'Reilly is going to talk about this. Somebody like, what's the other one's name? The other blonde guy on television. Matthews, yeah, Chris Matthews. They're not going to talk about it. Scarborough, please. As far as the news reporters, Wolf Blitzer? You think Wolf is going to talk about it? Thousands of people coming back to this country who are physically or mentally ill. What does that mean? Anybody got any ideas here? Come on. I have no idea. 800-TALK-YES. Do you have an idea what they're talking about here? And this quote from Jim Mayer, a double amputee from the Vietnam War who works at the VA. Quote, a few of us started volunteering here at Walter Reed as amputees in 1991, but this is the most we've seen ever. I've never seen anything like this. End quote. This from a guy who left two limbs in Vietnam. I've never seen anything like this. What does this mean? What is Jim Mayer talking about? What are these numbers? What the hell is going on here? This is not to happen. Didn't Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and the rest of these slime balls insist this was not going to happen? More than our Vietnam vets have ever seen? What? Hello? Anybody paying attention to this? Thousands. Thousands. Mentally ill? What does that mean? How much longer are we going to take this? How much longer is the American public going to put up with this? How much longer before the Bush crime family is defeated in the polls? And then if there's any way possible, brought to justice? Well, Christine, I have brought the topic up. I don't know if anyone will add to or take away from or discuss this. I have no idea. Like I said, I've kind of followed some of this. There's not much to follow, though. Just what IndyMedia.org is reporting, what the site that keeps track of the dead in Iraq, they have been reporting a little bit on BuzzFlash, I think a little bit on Democracy Now!, But it's not. Karl Rove will not allow the mainstream television media to report this. This is not allowed. If they do report it, bad things will happen to the reporters or the anchors. They will lose their jobs, or they'll be reprimanded or something. They won't get that $2 million bonus at the end of the year if they step out of line. So I guess it's up to little radio programs like this to bring it up. When one of our readers says, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Hi. Frank is calling from Mitchell, South Dakota. Frank, this is your first time calling, right?
Yeah.
Welcome aboard, sir.
You know, you ticked me off, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Yeah. Because you know why? It really bothers me when you really think or you start to think that nobody pays attention or you're not making a dent in things because, man, you are.
Well, no. We anybody who listens to this program already, we've already got the dent.
Yeah, okay. So let me tell you where you made the dent without somebody listening to your program, okay?
Okay.
I listened to your program. I listened to you from LS back in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
God knows why.
From Chicago to Mitchell, South
Dakota?
You got
it, man.
Ow!
Yeah, wow, it's right. You talk culture, Chuck. Anyway, so I'm out here, but my two sons, they don't have the time, you know, they're working. They live out here now. They also, one of them followed me out here, too. So
God, I love that Chicago accent. God,
I
missed that Chicago accent. Damn.
And I'll tell you, I stick out like a sore thumb out here.
I'll bet you do. I bet you do, Frank.
They run away from me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but here's the dent that you're making. Because by listening to you back in Chicago, I actually, like you say, that you don't educate nobody. Believe me, you educated me and my wife.
Well,
when we came out here, we were more aware. The kids, we talked to the kids. They listen to what we're saying. We've got them listening to you. And let me tell you where the impact really came in. You're talking about this war. My youngest son, he wanted to go into the reserve because he's a typical guy that's out here that doesn't make much money,
right.
And he went to college, right? And I couldn't help him at all. So he's stuck with all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's he want to do? Join the reserve so that they can help him out with the dough, right?
Right, right.
So what happens is, because of us listening to you, and we're telling him, not this war, kid. Don't do it in this war.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started listening to you. He did not go.
Bless his heart.
So what? What did you do? Save his life, maybe?
Nah, that's from mom and dad.
Okay.
That's from mom and dad.
Yeah, but the point is don't let me hear you saying that you're not making it that, man, because you are.
Okay, all right. I won't do it again.
Okay.
All right, Frank.
Okay,
thanks for checking in.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. You have a nice evening. Hear that Chicago accent, Kathy? That's like our landlords up in Chicago. You know, we rented when we lived in Chicago.
No, they were Serbian.
Well, we had the first landlord we had was Serbian, but
the boiler sheet, that's the best we can do. No more heat. You want heat? No, you should be in Serbia.
Was that Kathy or our landlord? What was her name?
It was Mike and Java.
Java. Mike and Java. Gurganovich?
Gargovich.
Gargovich.
So nice of you mention landlord on air. God bless you, Mike. Shibele, Mike. We have young daughter. Would you meet our daughter?
Kathy is losing it tonight. Plus, you got the volume very high in my headphones, and you just about knocked me over there. Well, as far as... who was it that just called in? Oh, God. From South Dakota. What's the matter with me? Anyway, talking about his son, do you remember, Kathy, when Chris, my son, your stepson, Chris is having a problem finding a job, too. So he said, when was this, 2 years ago? He said he was thinking about joining the Navy. He had talked to a Navy recruiter. Now, my brother-in-law, his uncle, is a former naval officer, 2 tours in an aircraft carrier, and then 1 shore duty in Naples. And so I had Chris, my son, who was kind of gung ho. I mean, he's not, his politics are extremely liberal. He has not rebelled against his father. That would be me by becoming a conservative. Matter of fact, he's become a strong, you know, as strong as you can be at 24, liberal. And but 2 years ago, he said, you know, I'm thinking about going to Naval Officers Candidate School. So I said, I wouldn't do it during this administration. We're not under attack. If they, whoever they is, Chris, attacks us, you and I will both take up weapons and defend this country. But you don't want to go die for George Bush and his oil thugs. Well, it's coming from Dad. So I said, all right, look, I'll tell you what. Talk to Uncle Ken. Uncle Ken knows. He is a former naval officer, a lieutenant. Not JG, lieutenant. So they had a conversation, and I was not privy to that conversation, but Chris changed his mind. And now he's He's either going to get back in school or he's going to become a firefighter. And I think he's leaning towards the firefighting thing. He may get back in school later. He's like me. He's a college dropout. Kind of runs in the back. Why am I talking about this? Oh, that's right. Because it was Frank. Yeah, Frank from South Dakota, from Chicago, who said, you know, about his son. Well, Frank, you and I have we share a story there. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Don't want my phone or something. Something's on my mind.
Don't expect me to cry. I have said repeatedly, we are in a dangerous phase of this war. And as we learned, we lost lives. But nevertheless, it is worth it, and it is necessary.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say, wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday, from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
For Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yes, I'm calling about the mic.
Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
24 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Mark is calling from Dallas. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Say, I wanted to find out if you'd heard anything about the report that Bush lost his cool yesterday.
I did hear that, and I'm not sure where.
Well, I was on Democratic Underground today. And quite a few people that were at the protest in Ohio had posted. And the story goes is that, like always, the First Amendment zone was tried, but the protesters made their way to the street that the motorcade had to go by.
Right. Oh, that's right, yeah.
They were out in force protesting and in full view of the motorcade and, of course, Bush. And apparently one guy had a bullhorn and was making a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
The story goes that once the motorcade got to the airport there, Bush got out of the limousine, and he doffed his Union jacket he was wearing, and he threw it to the ground and mentioned some unmutterables and proceeded up the steps of Air Force One. And supposedly this is caught on videotape and is actually being shown on the local channels there in Ohio.
I don't find that surprising. I think Bush is not equipped to handle the crises that he's created. Remember, he in his entire life, he always had someone, a family member, to bail him out, or a Saudi family or Bin Laden family. There was always somebody to bail him out, no matter what he did. There are a lot of people around him to bail him out now also, but he's expected to be the leader of the free world. He has to meet heads of state. I'm sure that the stress on George, I would not be surprised to see this guy retire with a Section 8. I don't know. They took Eisenhower out, didn't they? Because he was out for a while because he had a heart failure, heart attack. But can you imagine Bush just losing it completely? I hope I get to see it. I hope it's during a press conference where that dry drunk thing that he's involved in, the dry coke user thing.
Right. Well, hopefully just by mentioning tonight that maybe some other DU listeners or maybe people who were there and saw it can call and confirm it, but it'd be great if you could get a link on your site, you know, actually showing him, you know, marching off or
that's great. If anybody does have that video or if you come across it through the Democratic Underground or any place, Mark,
you
please
bet.
Forward it and we'll put it up too. We need to, if that video does exist, we need to get it out to all over the internet so people can see this smart ass.
Well, somebody
made
the comment, and I think it's really appropriate, is that if the story is true as portrayed, Bush just lost the Union vote by showing so much disrespect to that Union jacket.
Yeah. If that tape exists, that's your assignment tonight if you choose to accept it, Mark.
I've been looking for it already, Joseph.
This particular phone call will self-destruct within exactly. 5 seconds.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. That, if anybody's heard about that, what Mark was just talking about, a tape of Bush going into a psychotic state, that so many people who don't acknowledge their addiction, their chemical dependencies, who say, well, I quit, and try to force it. I think anybody who has dealt with addiction understands that a long, slow process, 12-step process, whatever. I'm not exactly sure how it works because other than a long addiction to cigarettes, I've never had one. I don't have it now. I mean, I broke that one. But I'm talking about drugs and alcohol. Well, nicotine's a drug. Come on, don't see that. That's what you do when you have a nicotine habit. You tell yourself it's not a drug.
It's your cigarettes.
No, I quit some time ago. Probably didn't quit in time, but that's a whole different story. I'm going to get a lung scan one of these days. But yeah, somebody who has dealt with their addictions by saying, "Yeah, well, I talked to Billy Graham, and then Jesus appeared in the bedroom and said, 'You got to quit, George,' and I quit." You know, okay, sure, righto. So since Bush is borderline personality disorder to begin with, and has this dry drunk thing, and no respect to disrespect, I should say, to alcoholics who have stayed off that drug. They know, you know, we know what we're talking about when we talk about dry drunks. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Molloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Shell workers in the Niger Delta are on strike again, bringing the company's oil production there to a sudden halt. The workers say Shell's making plans to bring in expatriates from Europe to run its facilities, eliminating most of the local workforce in the process. Shell calls the complaint an unfounded rumor, but says it does have some restructuring to do at its Nigerian facilities, the details of which have yet to be announced.
Officials in New York State's Nassau County have a novel approach to handling a budget crisis. Stop paying the workers. If county officials follow through on their threats to implement their so-called lag payroll plan later this month, more than 1,000 corrections officers at the Nassau County Jail will see their salaries lag by 10 days' pay over the next 5 months. The missing funds could be collected without interest only when the guards quit their posts. The county says it'll help free up more than $2 million in revenue, but the Police Benevolent Association, which represents the guards, calls the plan illegal and is preparing a lawsuit.
Victory for an inflatable rat used in a protest by mechanics at a Ford dealership in Ohio. The mechanics at Fairfield Ford voted to join the International Association of Machinists last November, but the dealerships refused to recognize the union. So the workers hauled out a 12-foot inflatable rat earlier this year, which they've positioned on the median of the busy highway that runs past the car lot. The city of Fairfield cited the protesters for a zoning violation, claiming the rat was an unpermitted structure in a public right-of-way. The mechanics responded by filing suit in federal court, charging the city with violating their First Amendment rights to symbolic protest. Last week, a judge in Cincinnati issued a temporary restraining order against the city, meaning the rat can stay, and the court's expected to make the order permanent in a few weeks.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Molloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Molloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Molloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Doug, listening to you sing Back on the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Molloy.
27 before the hour. You know, going back to Christine, our downtown New York City bureau chief's email here about the wounded, quoting from the Washington Post today, front page story. And then one of our other correspondents sent me the link directly to the Post story. You know, this is pretty serious stuff. It really is. But let me just quote this one line for you again. Since the war began, this is from the Post. Since the war began, more than 6,000 service members have been flown back to the U.S. The number includes the, and let me add, official 1,124 wounded in action, 301 who received non-hostile injuries in vehicle accidents and other mishaps, and thousands who became physically or mentally ill. Thousands who became physically or mentally ill. And then this, Jim Mayer, a W amputee from the Vietnam War, works at the VA, said, quote, a few of us started volunteering at Walter Reed Army Hospital as amputees back in 1991, and what we're seeing now is the most we've seen ever. I've never seen anything like this, referring to the people coming back with arms and legs blown off. Now, and then Christine says, is it that the country has no idea this is happening? Or is it that they just do not want to know? I don't know. I don't have an answer for this one. I once again, I silent scream into the night about the medium that provides most of news coverage for most Americans, and that is television. And they don't report it. It is simply not reported. Anybody want to comment on this? I know Joe does in Cypress Springs, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. sounds like, especially the ones coming back with the physical injuries and the mental injuries or mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like Gulf War One. And, well, we could have predicted that before we went over there. You know, that's the first time I've heard this story. I've kind of been out of pocket the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I never have believed. I've always wondered what happened to the, you know, they'll say so many injured.
Right.
Or, you know, I still do not believe the death count. I still do not. I think I've told you that before.
Right.
I do not believe the death count. I think it's much higher because it's just. I know they got better stuff than we did in Vietnam, but I still don't believe that they can be that much happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you never convinced me. I don't know. But I talked to a guy from he just got back from Afghanistan today, or not today, but I talked to him today, and I was sitting there beside him, and I told him, I said, well, I know a little bit what y'all going to do over there. I said, well, I mean, I know they got it worse than Iraq, I guess. I don't really know, but I said, he happened to be a reservist.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm a Vietnam veteran. He said, well, it's not that bad. I said, what I'm talking about, you don't know your enemy, do you? He said, no. I said, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And I started to talk, ask him, did he know about depleted uranium stuff? But I just happened to help on the guy.
About the what stuff?
Depleted uranium. See, that's what a lot of this
is. Yeah, the DU, yeah.
Yeah, and okay. You know it's all over Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all over Iraq from Gulf War
I. Oh, God, yeah.
And,
yeah, it was, we done had it in there before.
And it's all over Middle Europe because of the NATO bombing in Serbia and Albania, wherever the hell it was, Kosovo. All the bombing that went on there in 98 and 99, that was depleted uranium, too. Nasty stuff, Joe.
That is something to mm-hmm. say that there's more amputees coming back from over there than there was. The only way that I can see this, would it take 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a while before the vets come out that was over there.
Right.
Started coming out and protesting.
You're talking about Gulf War One.
Well, I'm talking, it was a while before they come out. It was a while before the Vietnam veterans come out, wasn't it?
Well, some of those people that came back, like John Kerry, came back. He got the third highest, the Bronze Star. Isn't that the third highest award you can get in terms of a combat decoration. He comes back and starts Vietnam Veterans Against the War. It didn't take too long, I don't think. Some of these guys, who was that guy, Ron Kovic?
Yeah.
You know, some of these guys came back and immediately after they realized they were no longer in hell, that they were back in the United States, they became extremely vocal and active against the war there because they knew, you know, the civilians didn't know. Media, some of the media knew, but they weren't telling the whole story. The government was lying through their damn teeth. So the only ones who could really tell the story were combat vets who had been there, who had seen it, who understood what was going on. And it just so happens that Kerry was one of those people. Ron Kovic, you know, I'm sure you, like most of us, have seen that movie, Born on the 4th of July.
About, I believe it's just going to take a while. I mean, I hate to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
And some people will leave. Some people still think today that we won the Vietnam War.
Well, those are crazy people.
I mean,
well, let me ask you, Joe. When you see this, since you are a combat veteran, you were in the fighting. Almost said a bad word. You were in the fighting in Vietnam. What does this mean? This line from the article today. Thousands who have come back who became physically or mentally ill. What does that mean, mentally ill? Now, does that mean?
I think it kind of, I just completed the Agent Orange registry. See, they don't know everything that Agent Orange has done to us Vietnam vets. And then they ask me questions about whether I exposed other chemicals over there.
Mm-hmm.
So they ain't told us. They still haven't told us the whole truth. I think Agent Orange has caused a lot of us vets a lot more trouble besides rashes and, you know, there's a few things they consider.
Oh, sure. Agent Orange is probably...
What that registry is, it's putting down... So I put down stuff, symptoms that I'm having now.
Right.
If it ever comes up, I can get a compensation.
But I'm just wondering what they mean here by mentally ill. Soldiers coming back mentally ill.
That right there is, you know, being combat, you know, being in combat is one thing, and then being exposed to, I don't know what this other stuff does to you. And to me, when I first heard it, I'm thinking that it could be the DU,
mm-hmm.
because there's I've heard a lot of the Gulf War One vets talk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, go to WashingtonPost.com, Joe, and it's in today's paper, and check this out, and we'll talk about it again, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in.
All right.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Let's talk, Christine writes, let's talk about the wounded from Iraq, since the press has almost completely decided not to discuss it. Ben is calling from Elgin, Illinois, a bureau chief there and the webmaster site administrator at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mike. I think there's an aspect here that isn't being covered by anybody. And that is, you know, in previous wars, military history has been one of my hobbies. And I read at one point like a 20-volume collection of, you know, work on the history of World War One that my grandfather had. You know, and they discussed there the kinds of woundings and the things that occurred in battle and so forth. It was really comparatively rare for anyone who was wounded badly enough to have an amputation to survive in World War One.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually still fairly rare in World War Two for anybody who was gravely maimed to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, what our medical technology has bought for us here is that these people who have got, you know, no limbs and part of a face and no eyes and can't hear still are able to survive their wounding.
Yeah.
And the media is not reporting the number of people maimed to death, you know, nearly. They are only reporting the wounding. And that, you know, we think of a wound, we tend to think, you know, okay, you got a bullet hole in you, and we pull the bullet out and sew you up, and it may ache when the weather gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think of the fact that you were burned over 80% of your body and that you no longer have a spleen and that your intestines are terminating in a bag on your side and you have to be on an IV your entire life because your electrolytes won't balance.
Yeah.
And that is the class of wounded people we are actually being able to pull out of this war and send back to this country and put into the VA hospital systems.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they become mentally ill pretty quick.
The impression I got from what Christine sent me was that they are coming back mentally ill.
Well, think about it. Think about the kind of stress they're under, and then to encounter a wound by that, by the time they get you out of, you know, Ramstein Air Force Base,
right?
You know, here you were, you know, 3 months ago you were a bright young man, 27 years old, with your entire life in front of you, and now you're a wreck who can't even talk and has to blink his eyes to indicate what he wants. That is what we're doing to these kids.
Yeah.
And now it appears, when you look at the statistics, the casualty rate, the rate at which we are wounding people in Iraq is going way, way up, even though the death rate is not.
Yeah. Now, when you say the casualty rate of the where we're wounding people in Iraq, you're talking about Iraqi civilians.
No, I'm talking about our soldiers.
Oh, you're talking about our people. Okay.
Our people.
Right.
We don't care about the Iraqi civilians. They can die.
Right.
You know, we can pretend to care occasionally for the media, but you know that's not what the Americans are there for.
Right.
Our own guys are becoming casualties at a really tremendous rate, and this is actually sapping our not only our morale but our ability to actually conduct operations because so much of the armed forces are currently taking care of those casualties.
Mm-hmm. And senior military officers, it's my understanding, there's a purge going on now, as you know, in the upper levels of the Pentagon because
yep.
they can't seem to bend to the will of the psychopath Donald Rumsfeld. But the ones that are staying and the ones that are leaving, I think, are on the same page. And that is the way this war is being conducted. If we're going to call it a war, okay, the way it's being conducted guarantees defeat, guarantees a depletion of treasury to support this, guarantees a death toll that is going to continue. It's never, and unless they do what they did during the Reagan years in Lebanon, blow up a barracks and wipe out 250 Americans, it's never going to be 250 dead in one day. It's going to be the slow drip, drip, drip of 2, 4, 6, 5, 10, 15, 20 a week.
And twice that many ruined people.
Right. And the upper reaches of the military, unless you get the real psychopaths, you know, the whole idea is, A, don't get into a war. B, don't get into a war. C, if we do get into a war, here's how we need to fight it. And Rumsfeld is neither A, B, nor C.
Correct.
And people in the upper reaches, the Joint Chiefs, and just below, I'm talking about the 1 and 2 star generals are starting, and the 3 stars are starting to realize that they are in a completely lose situation.
Yes, we are. The only way to have conducted this operation without getting into this situation in advance, assuming we were going to go unilateral the way we did, was with totally overwhelming force in the theater, followed by an occupation force in which you'd have GIs on every corner. Without drafting, we couldn't have done that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, thanks, Ben.
You take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. You probably know this. Ben runs WhiteRoseSociety.org. If any program over a 2-week stretch, this program, and I think he also archives, who else is he doing that? Is he doing Tom Hartman? And I'm not sure who the others are. But if you want to hear a program, this program that you missed, or one of Tom Hartman's, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. And as you download some of those, just remember, it costs a few bucks for bandwidth. Ben very seldom asks for anything, but you know what I'm saying. Kay is calling from Santa Fe. Kay, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
I have a brief suggestion and two ideas.
Well, let's hear it.
In the June issue, June 30 issue of The Nation magazine,
right.
There is an article that is excellent and received many, many, many kudos in subsequent letters, written by a psychologist analyzing Bush's speech and how his choice of words and phrases is designed to instill fear and dependency.
Hmm. Have you also read Mark Crispin Miller's book, The Bush Dyslexicon?
No.
That would be a good one. Mark Crispin Miller is a professor of some contemporary studies, I'm not sure exactly which, at Columbia University. Mm-hmm. Is it Columbia or New York University, Kathy? I think it's Columbia. Anyway.
What's the title?
The Bush Dyslexicon.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you need to read that. He's been on this program a couple of times. The book came out about 2 years ago.
Okay, I have two other ideas.
Sure.
The Rumsfeld purge of generals is reminiscent of Stalin's purge of generals. Do you remember that one?
I remember reading about it, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, you talked about, you're talking about the injured.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear you mention the parents of the dead soldiers. The other morning, Doug Steffen on his show said he has been trying to contact parents
mm-hmm.
of soldiers that have been killed in Iraq, and he has gotten no response from any of them. And this smacks of intimidation by this administration to keep the parents quiet.
It does indeed. It does indeed.
And it would not be the first time that an administration in office has used this technique.
That's very true. That's very true. Kay, thank you. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Checking. I hope you're going to call again.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you have a nice evening.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24-7, yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Interesting email here from Al. Mike, funny how the wacko Paul Hill from here in Pensacola can openly say he killed two men because it was God's will and is going to get the needle at 0500 tomorrow morning, but George W. can kill thousands in exactly the same way and get cheered. How sick is the mentality of our fellow citizens? He's referring to the guy, of course, you know this, 9 years ago, Paul Hill shot down the abortion provider and his guard, I believe his bodyguard, shot them in cold blood, murdered them, wounded the doctor's wife. Paul Hill, article in the New York Times about him this morning. He's all set to go say hi to Jesus. And, of course, we've talked about this before. Paul Hill, I want to say Paul Hill's in for a surprise, but I can't say that because he won't have any frame of reference to say, gee, I'm surprised, once the chemicals kick in and his breathing stops and his heart stops and oblivion surrounds him. Because, you know, I mean, who's he going to talk? Well, again, there's no frame of reference. The ego, never mind. You know what I'm saying. But yeah, Al is right. Paul Hill says he killed two men because it was God's will. Bush kills thousands and says it's God's will. That's what he said to the premier of the Palestinian premier, Mahmoud Abbas. God told me to attack Afghanistan, and I did. God told me to attack Iraq, and I did. This is a psychopath, truth seekers. This is a psychopath, just like Paul Hill. This is a nutball. This is somebody who, I'm sorry, if you're in the mental health business, you don't like me saying those terms. I understand. George Bush is crazy. Simply, completely mad. And we have 136,000 Americans in uniform in Iraq and about 7,000 in uniform in Afghanistan. And we're not sure how many we have in uniform in Colombia, but they're there. And about 40 other countries. We don't know how many are in Uzbekistan or Tajikistan, but they're there. And they are in these places because this monstrous fraud and crazy person, George W. Bush, is in charge of this country. How much longer, truth seekers? If you want to read the news items we discuss on the program, go to MikeMalloy.com And thanks to our webmaster, Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, for providing that forum and the website. Program produced tonight in Atlanta by Catherine Bay, engineered in Detroit by Jay Belicki. Our announcer's Robin Bittman. And many thanks to our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief, Jim. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. I really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.